The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We talked a couple of days ago, I think, about that strip club that has changed the way they do business during all this, where they now have a drive-through strip club.
Mm-hmm.
You have to order food from them, and then as you wait for your food, you drive through this tent, and there's strippers on either side with buckets attached to the railing so you can tip them from your car.
Yeah.
Just how they're doing business, trying to stay, you know, in business during all this, as most strip clubs are closed down. But what happens when this starts to tail off? What are the changes that need to be made at strip clubs? Lap dances, they say, could be done for a long time.
Yeah, but if you're going to bang them, then I guess you might as well have a lap dance.
I guess, but if you're not going to bang them.
Right. So there'll be a whole two-sided thing there still. They'll be like the, hey, we're abiding to the COVID new normal, but yet, for the right price, we'll still bang.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think strippers are as worried about the rules as everybody else.
I don't think they're worried about getting COVID-19.
No.
You know?
No, but they will have to set out, for a lot of communities, they'll have to put in place how they're going to deal with this and present it to the city governments.
I am wondering if that is the thing that'll happen, that they'll still have to be like a, this is what you have to do. Because I think if you don't do something like that, it's going right back to normal in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Like strip club sources say that the industry is going to look a whole lot different when the dust settles on the coronavirus pandemic and when the gentlemen's clubs officially open back up for business. Gloves and masks will be necessary. Lap dances, as I said, won't be there. One source says strip clubs are preparing for sweeping changes. Anyone entering the club will be required to wear a face mask and gloves, even the dancers. You can't. There's no way. You get to see their face. I know you want to see the TNA, but you still have to
the
see face their face.
Goes along with that.
I mean, good news for girls with just wrecked faces.
Yeah, you could be a total butterface in there.
Yeah, this is their time.
Yeah, time to shine.
Maybe you get a bigger tip if you take the mask off.
I'm sure for the right price, they'll take the mask off. Maybe they just do it for 1 second at the end and then put it back on.
They'll take the mask off and they'll put it somewhere special.
That's going to be the new one.
Or they carry around a photo of themselves while they dance.
This is what I look like without the mask.
I don't know.
We're told club capacity will be limited. That includes the number of dancers working the poles to the number of customers seated in the audience. But the biggest change is no contact. Say goodbye to lap dances, motorboating, anything else that goes on in the champagne room.
You know, the other thing that would suck is choosing the people that are going to come into your establishment. Because a lot of times at strip joints, there are people that would go there and they're not going to spend a cent.
Yeah.
You know?
They just pay the cover.
The cover, the one beer that you have to buy, and then they sit there. And if I was like a strip club place, I'd be like, you'd have to be paying a certain amount of money per half hour or get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's got to be like a cover charge plus there's like a 4-drink minimum or, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
To make sure they get the right clientele.
Because imagine you just let in, it's like what me and my buddies would do. We'd go in, we wouldn't spend a cent. We'd buy the one beer.
Yeah, and just chill.
I'm going to put this out there. I'm not sure if any guy would be willing to call in, but will coronavirus guys make you think twice about going to a strip club or not at all? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. Club owners say they haven't heard anything official about rules and regulations, but I think it would vary from, you know, state to state, city to city.
Yeah.
Everyone's putting in different kind of plans. Most of the club owners are in a waiting game. They're making contingency plans, but essentially they're at the mercy of their local governments, and they'll have to follow guidelines put in place by governors, mayors, and the CDC. Yeah, but there's no way strippers can have masks on.
Listen, I mean, like I said, I think they'll be just like the way the rules are skirted right now for other stuff. The rules will be skirted by some of these places.
The guys that go to those places and are frequent those places, they're not they're not big on rules.
And a lot of them already skirt the rules.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're already doing things that I'm pretty sure the state doesn't want you to do.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. I mean, I think what'll affect it is if it comes down like it's a statewide thing where they're like, hey, listen, everyone in the strip club has to be 6 feet apart. And it's just like, how big is my place?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the tiny places will be screwed.
Yeah. But even the big place, because if you're big and everyone's 6 feet apart, that means you can't jam it. And the only way you paid for your big building is that you would jam it, you know, three nights a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's going to be it. The initial openings of all these places will be limited capacity.
Yeah.
Restaurants, everything. They won't be able to jam people in side by side. Someone said there's a place in New Hampshire called Leather and Lace that should be okay. We did before, but the girls are inside a box behind glass.
Mm.
Maybe that's another way around. Maybe they put like those.
Your own sealed room.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, how the grocery store cashier now is behind plexiglass.
You know, it makes it so, because.
Really is.
That's true. I mean,
the lap dance and all that stuff is part of the whole experience.
Well, and tipping, throwing money on the stage and, you know. In some places, the guys laying on the stage.
That'll be gone. And they probably won't even they'd have to take cash. How can you be a strip club and not take cash? A lot of places don't take cash right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I never even thought about that. Like, I touch my money, so you can't touch it.
Right. She'd have to put on gloves before she gathered all her money off from the stage.
Oh, man.
I don't think that, like you said, they're concerned as much as we are probably at all.
Yeah, we're really thinking it through.
Yeah.
Someone said, if there's a God when this is over, the Claremont in Atlanta will stay closed. I went there with a bachelorette party just before the virus hit. You guys, this is where strippers go to die.
Yeah, well, there's always one of those places.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bisco's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tiny little place. How will they do it? They basically... danced on a stage the size of a little kid's.
Can I tell you how they're going to do it?
They have lawn chairs, don't they?
Yeah, I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're not going to care. They don't care. Like, I guarantee they just eat the fine.
I might be mistaken, but I think we got an email that they got closed down. Like, they were shut down.
Oh, maybe.
All this stuff took effect.
Yeah, makes sense.
So they were done.
Yeah. Done for good?
Done forever?
That's the gist I thought the email said.
Oh, wow, it's so sad.
Yeah.
Don't quote me 100% on that. You know, don't at me if I'm wrong, but.
Okay. Right.
God damn you, Corona.
That's okay.
I don't even think that was a place strippers went to die.
I just thought Midnight's doing okay.
I forgot about Midnight. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't think you were ever really, you know, they had an amputee stripper and...
Yeah,
I'm just not really concerned.
Yeah.
About all that.
Yeah. Just not. They're going to do their own thing. I'm telling you that right now. They're not going to care there.
Yeah. Someone said, if syphilis, gonorrhea, and herpes hasn't discouraged guys from going to strip clubs, I don't think Corona is going to either.
Exactly. No. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Someone said, I only go to the strip club once a year. That's for the mashed potato wrestling at Thanksgiving. COVID won't stop me from slapping a dollar on a mashed potato covered ass.
Bring your own gravy.
Mashed potatoes?
I find that disturbing.
Me too.
That's good that you find that disturbing.
Yeah, mashed potatoes. I feel like it's a waste of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Are they instant mashed? Are they instant mashed?
If it's an instant mash, I wouldn't care as much. But if they were...
It's got to be instant mash. So if it's an instant mash...
How do you make a high quantity of instant mash?
Pour the box in that pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little pools, those little plastic pools.
Somebody found a way to make Thanksgiving dinner erotic, and it wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
If it was like a stuffing thing, then really I'd be let down. Furious.
Oh, yeah, I called the police.
Tits.
Wow.
What? Tater tits?
That's what one of the places is
That's
called.
That's what one of the places calls it.
So they're strictly into potatoes.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. Well, they have like a night where it's mashed potato wrestling night. there at Tater Tits.
Well, I mean, if they have tater, they're really into it. Do they just serve taters?
I don't know.
No.
Tater Tots?
Just, it's like Dave. They had to name it tater, something.
Yeah. Tater Tots.
You know?
Tater Tits and Tater Tots.
That's just the name of the event that they hold.
Yes, there. Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought the whole place is called Tater Tits.
That's
no.
A bad
idea.
No.
That's
a
rough
one.
No.
That one event.
No.
Just one time. Tato. Themed strip club.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Potato like themed strip club. The girls dress as taters with tater really hats.
Huge knockers, but all they serve is potato products. Tater tots, french fries, mashed potatoes, loaded baked potatoes.
Hey, James, are we going to Tater Tits?
You damn right. It's half off baked potato night. The girls have the tops half off and the boots half off, too.
Half off baked potato night.
Listen, it's two of my favorite things. I'm an Irishman. I love the idea of
we got our number one customer.
Yeah.
Put him on stage, ladies. Give him the tater dance.
Yeah, they give him a fill him full of taters.
Rub those taters in his face.
They throw tots at him.
So strange.
Yeah, there's one of the strippers after the rest. She's it's hard to see, but she's covered in mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's the disturbing.
Worst picture.
No, it looks like a photo from 1997.
I know. I don't know how they took the
probably
photo.
Probably is.
Hey, they picked that out of those, one of those cameras you had to drop off, those cardboard cameras you'd leave at the voter department and come back.
2004.
I'll be honest. I don't like the idea of, like, mashed potato wrestling, but I like the idea of oil wrestling.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's.
Different.
Yeah, so, that's completely different. That's not as strange as potatoes.
I know.
That's a real potatoes all one. Over somebody is like disgusting to me.
Yeah. What's your stance on Jell-O wrestling?
You know what? It's not as good as oil.
I can see that.
It's just not because you got stuff weird. All over that's you, like chunks.
I'm fine with anything except mud. Like, I don't want to see the ladies covered in mud. Get the mud out of it.
Yeah.
It's too dirty.
Yeah. You know?
By the way,
like
Bisco's
wrestling, you're fine
just
with?
An update. James Bisco's is fully operational.
Oh, is it good? Oh, thank goodness. I was worried sick.
It's fully operational.
Shame on you, whoever emailed me the improper facts.
Fully operational.
Fake news.
That's what I was saying. Fully operational. Feast your eyes on a fully operational Bisco's.
Someone said down here in Fort Myers, COVID-19 would be the least of your worries in a strip club.
I bet.
No, that's what I mean. I really just don't think. And I think that much like other stuff was going on, they're going to just hope to God the cops aren't worried about busting them. I mean, the cops are going to have so many places to worry about. Every single restaurant, every single gathering place, every bar. Like, you're supposed to check on all of them?
It's almost like they need like an inspection unit, like a... A whole new unit they create to go in and
but the, you know what, they're just asking for tons of trouble then too, because you know, like, half the people are like, just let us,
yeah,
you know.
Right now in my head I have don't bring me down.
And there's a stripper dancing to it in mashed potatoes.
What a weird, that's a weird song,
wearing a potato hat.
You got me screaming going round and round
holding potatoes.
Don't bring me down.
Down, 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 down.
I don't know why, but I guess because we just heard it, and then we're talking about all these terrible things.
Look at Bisco's. It's mashed potato diet. We got a fantastic two on top. Here comes our amputee stripper and old Betty.
Jesus.
Tippy waitresses.
And nobody's coming up to the stage for me.
They're fighting to the death.
Ooh. Listen, I am totally an investor in Tater Tits, so... And we get that going. It's two of my passions. They say do what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Passionate about potatoes.
High City Council. Business opening. Tater Tits right around the corner from my church. And then your investment's blown.
The old people might like it. They can eat it.
I like the potatoes.
I don't even need to put my teeth in.
City council members, please ignore this old lady. She's just out of touch.
James would be fighting.
Dealing with modern times.
Yeah.
Modern society. Time to update your program. We want tits and we want taters. Put it to the vote.
They'd have to have great taters, though. They'd have to have great fries.
Trust me, I'd help with great some fries. Amazing recipes.
Yeah, you need good fries.
Yeah, my Irish family has incredible potato recipes. So that we got that covered.
Yeah.
That's the only song they play.
That would get old quick.
It would. It's already old. It's already pretty old.
We played it twice today, and I'm done with it.
I don't ever want to hear it again.
You need to get out of my head.
They got to have something else we know, though.
Yeah, they got a bunch of it. This Evil Woman's a big song.
Strange Magic?
Oh, Evil Woman, yeah, that's a big one.
Right? Evil Woman!
Oh.
She's an evil woman.
Yeah.
That
you
one?
You know the lyrics to everything.
Yeah. I know this one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
They could dance the set tater tits.
Oh, yeah, they could.
None of these songs were number ones?
Nope.
No.
That's nuts! What a shame.
Sucks.
What a terrible thing.
I know.
He hates. He's like, I hate being an Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, my God, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Here we go.
Evil woman. Super duper duper boop. Evil woman. Super duper duper boop. Evil woman.
And that whatever chick that's about was that really bothered him.
Yeah, oh, he man. Had a problem with her.
She put him through hell. It seems.
Isn't that Strange Magic?
No,
I know this one.
There's a telephone line you'd know.
Yes.
Come on.
Yep.
I don't know this one.
I don't know this one either.
Yeah, I know this one.
The telephone line one you'd know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes right up. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, this is telephone line. The hits of ELO.
Well, why not? Why, what else
yeah,
we're doing?
Jeez.
Sure beats trying to be funny. I don't know this one.
Really?
This is not my favorite.
I don't know this one.
Mm-hmm. Let it do its work.
I don't know. I don't know.
ELO.
ELO.
I feel like you guys would know Mr. Blue Sky, too.
This is the one that Steve Buscemi calls on Billy Madison.
I don't remember.
That was more ELO than anyone needed.
Fire on High, they did that one too. So that's a crazy,
never number
a
one.
Crazy one.
And then you die squished by a bale of hay.
Jesus God. That's a weird, that is a weird life.
Weird, weird life. It's like, what killed him?
Hey.
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 Big old bale of it.
1,300-pound bale of hay crushed his whole van.
Back to the strippers in Fort Myers, they do gravy wrestling. I've heard
ew.
Of that, too.
That's gross.
So gross, man.
Okay, so what if you're going to pick one, Jell-O wrestling, gravy wrestling, mashed potato wrestling?
Jell-O.
It's got to be Jell-O, but I'm just going to be on the side with my own oil and be like, do it over here.
Yeah. You sit over there with your oil. I'll be over here with my whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a market for, I think, tater tits. We just gotta really hone in on the idea.
You always want to combine taters and tits. Yeah, so bad
for you. It's my two passions. I love them both. I'm an Irishman.
Maybe you could get it into Dolly World somehow.
No, that's too.
No, she
too,
wouldn't go for that.
Yeah.
She's too clean living.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just outside of Dolly World.
Well, there you go. That's all.
Across the street.
Yeah. Although that's a dry county. I doubt they'll approve.
Yeah, not the
old
place.
Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Dry county. What a scary thing.
You wouldn't want to make your fortune in...
Pigeon Forge?
Pigeon Forge, anyway.
No, because you know I have mean? To
imagine
relocate
that.
To Pigeon
You're like
Forge.
The... You're the most wealthy guy in Pigeon Forge.
Where did Dave go? He lives in Pigeon Forge now.
It's not great.
Yikes.
It's crazy. This life's not great.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Pigeon Forge.
It's just Tennessee, you know?
I just know what you've told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's some like the Hills Have Eyes. There's some. Yeah. There's some of those people.
Yeah. There's the mountain people. They live still in the mountains. They're the ones that build those goat coasters.
Right. The famous goat coasters.
The goat coasters.
Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Tennessee. Even
we'll see when this all shakes out. We'll see how strip clubs adapt, but there'll probably be some changes. Maybe not as many as some people think.
What are strippers doing right now? Like, honestly, what are they doing right now?
We said some of them probably tried to start on campsites, but they're probably not that successful.
Right.
So they got clients, right? Like, that's
you're right.
You know?
You got it. You nailed it. They got clients.
Well, okay, but let's just say they don't do that. I'm not sure what they really Some of them don't do that, Chuck.
They don't do
that. I once heard strippers say, like, talk about how, like, the new strippers are, that don't do anything. Like, you all start out thinking you're not going to do anything,
And then some guy just is going to pay you a ridiculous... And I do think that there are guys that their whole job is to, like, break that cycle.
That boundary?
Yeah. So they offer, like, a tremendous amount of money for, like, a small... Like, to just crack the ice, you know?
Yes.
Like, oh, you gave that guy a hand job for...
Well, what it is it's
$250
like,
bucks. You know, that's crazy.
You danced and got up there and you made no money, you know, and then you see some other girl, she made $1,500 in one night.
Yep.
That's going to affect you.
Yep.
By the way, in Daytona, Florida, for Bike Week, they do coleslaw wrestling, too.
That's my least favorite.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's my least favorite right there.
No.
I don't care what kind it is. I don't care if it's the oily kind that you like.
No, it's so bad.
Creamy. Creamy.
I'm sure it's the creamy version.
No, I'm sure it's creamy.
I've got to clean all this kraut out of my crack. Oh,
my God.
That's so disgusting.
So gross.
Sluts and slaw.
You just smell like slaw the rest of the whole night.
Daytona
Bike Week.
Smell
like slaw for days. Bike Week. Daytona Bike Week. Coleslaw wrestling.
That's horrible.
I can't see you going to that, Lise.
No, Lise is penciling that in.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll never see Lisa there.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So it's been quite a while that a lot of people have been on lockdown now with all the barbershops and salons shutting down. So the question is, are you ready to get your hair cut by someone living with you yet? 15% of people, like myself, say they've already gotten a haircut from someone at home. Another 16% say they haven't yet, but they probably will have to. And 18% say they already cut their own hair at home. But that means 49% of people, they're just going to rock it out however it is until this ends.
It's hilarious how this is like the biggest concern for people.
Yeah, I mean.
The hair.
I don't know if it's hilarious or not. But.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
If you think that it's just men that are going buzz cuts, by the way, that's not the case. 9% of women have already let someone in their house cut their hair. 14% have someone do it, and 15% have cut their own hair.
I've trimmed my own.
Yeah, have you did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that hard. I bought some good scissors.
She's trimmed us, but she's also trimmed her own because I couldn't. I don't feel comfortable cutting
hair. I would never let anyone trim my hair besides my
professional. Yeah, you're going to take the risk you're going to do it. You wouldn't want to blame. Yeah.
I can do my bangs. I can just trim the ends or whatever.
Yeah.
I check and give you a killer haircut, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, I watched Blow every episode.
That's right. He was a big fan of Blow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know what looks good. I do know what looks good.
There you go.
Andy, what are you doing with your hair?
I'm going to Rapunzel it up.
Yeah. It can't really tell. It doesn't look...
Yeah, it's like... Some days are good and some days are bad, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, my hair's been long. I've let it go longer just without a pandemic.
Right.
You know? Just because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
So this is not a big... But if it, you know, the longer it goes, you're probably going to get desperate at some point.
When can we go back to hair salon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what phase that would be. If they do like phase one, two, and three.
Like it's going to be limited.
Reopening.
You have to wear a mask.
I know in Tennessee, as we talked about, I believe they, like that, as soon as they opened things up, hair salons opened up, like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that over the weekend. They just had people wait in their cars outside until they were ready for them.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that'll be the thing. I don't know if you, it's tough to keep 6 feet apart, you know, but if you're both wearing masks, you know, and everyone is clean, it should be okay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't maybe pack the joint. It'd be tough at a place like that you go to.
I'm because sure they'll have to limit it.
It'll be
there's a lot
so
of
many chicks that are going to want to go there at the same time, too. I mean, it's really going to be fighting in the street.
Yeah. People trying to get in for their appointments.
The first like month, I think, is going to be insane. People wanting to get in there.
They said they're going to go in the order that you had your appointment already before this, so somehow to make it so it's not a riot.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, some chicks would stab somebody for a lower number, you know?
Yeah,
like, true. They wait for a chick in their car. They're like, oh, can you roll the window down? I got to ask you a quiet by, but I don't know where something is. Like, you roll the window down, they stab you and take your little number. Like, yeah, I'm number one. Get me in here. I need a blow or whatever.
Blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone texted to say
blood on your hands.
In Ohio, salons are in the last phase. So they're not rushing to open them there. So
yeah, everybody's got
The only thing is you can see that it causes a problem. Like because the whole act of someone being right against your head.
You're so close.
It's
crazy.
It goes against everything that all the stuff is about. That's why it's tough.
Here's a question, though, and I thought about this. Do you think that some of this is actually working out, that people are like, you know what? My wife can just cut my hair from now on.
No.
Well,
hair is different than...
For some men, it might.
Yeah.
For some guys, it might. Like,
guys
want
their haircuts, too.
It's really, it's 50-50 what I see online of people complaining about their hair. So many guys are complaining about their hair. And I'm like, oh my God, relax.
You're right. Yeah. Like some of them are real out of control.
You know, and they're like, you know, I watch a lot of people on YouTube and, you know, like you'll see them and they'll like catch the fact that they had like a winged piece of hair coming out and they always have to make a comment about it. You know, they're so concerned.
Yeah.
I don't watch you on YouTube for your hair, just so you know, guy.
I know the person that cuts my hair, so that's good. I won't have to like wait in a line when they open back up.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Someone said one of the rub and tugs going to reopen. Well, okay, take the rub out of it. I mean, take the tug out of it. When will like massage parlors? That's incredibly close.
That's last. That'll be last.
Yeah,
it's like
probably
all that
right
stuff.
Up there with the
chiropractic. Like dentists, when is dentistry going to open back up? When is, you know?
Yeah, any profession where you just can't social distance to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The gym. What about the gym? That's a big question, too. How do you...
In some places that are opening up, they're opening up.
Yeah.
Like in Georgia and stuff, gyms are opening up.
You almost can't. Whatever's going on in Georgia, that's not real life.
No.
That's just Georgia. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not. They're not, it's not real life right there.
They don't think the same way.
You know?
Yeah.
Check in with Georgia in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like they'll be some of the last things to reopen. DJ Khaled has joined that all-in challenge. You can get to jet ski with him.
You know what I don't want to do?
Jet ski.
Just wrap my arms around DJ Khaled. That is the last thing I want to do with my life.
You have to whisper, DJ Khaled.
Oh, God. I could intentionally flip the thing and then just watch how he can't get back on it.
Oh, my God. You and DJ Khaled on a... Wave runner.
Oh my God. Number one, the thing would be going so slow.
Say, is there a weight limit?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's two big boys.
I'm going so slow.
Two guys, one jet ski.
I can't believe this.
It's like when I did that Sea-Doo Wave Patrol for the radio station years ago when I had to take listeners on rides every day.
What guy wants to get on the back of a jet ski with a guy?
Dude, you know how many guys got on? It was incredibly uncomfortable. Like, they didn't care. I'm like, what?
That's strange.
I thought it would be a lot more chicks.
You put John Cena on a jet ski, I'm there.
Oh, well, yeah.
For sure.
Like,
can I hold you tighter,
John Cena? You don't get your own to just do? You got to hold on to another man.
I know. Yeah. It's just, and like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, some celebrities don't understand that I could care less to get on a jet ski with them. Like, I don't know why DJ Khaled think that's such a great thing.
DJ Khaled has a fairly big
ego.
Well, yeah.
Probably thinks very highly of himself, right? So he thinks that's going to be, are you kidding? Everyone will want to ride a jet ski with me.
Maybe some people do.
He screams his name for the first 10 seconds of every song of his.
DJ Khaled. What's the shampoo challenge?
You drink as much shampoo as you can.
No.
I'll win that one.
Jason the Jew passed along this little tidbit. I guess we all have too much time in our hands, especially guys. The trend on social media is hashtag shampoo challenge.
Okay.
It's dudes balancing bottles of shampoo on their boners.
Man. Oh, man. They must have a strong boner because mine would just crack under pressure.
Well, what are we talking here? Are we talking like a sell some blue bottle? Are we talking...
I'd have to have one of those
travel
little
travel
ones, yeah. It'll look huge on mine, though. You'll think it's a full-size bottle.
Oh, what a burn from Lisa
no.
Wayne. No. Travel size.
You're saying. I mean, like, they're not that
they're
strong.
Huge. The bottles are... Yeah. How are they doing that?
Yeah. If you saw the size of shampoo bottles that the Breister would buy, you'd be like, I'm buying the one that's the most affordable.
Like big economy.
Come in with these guys. Like, this is a head and shoulders like you've never seen before.
The only
watch
person,
your toes.
The person that can balance one of those. Barry.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, Barry could have done it.
So I just looked up the hashtag here. Well, we're probably in for unfortunate
Thunder sights. Butts going to Boner City, boys.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a shampoo bottle.
No.
That's just a regular bottle there. Oh, yeah, there's a... That's a guy balancing it. So that's
at least he has a common decency to do with his underwear on.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's what the challenge is. You're not supposed to...
Well, I think that would make it easier. I was thinking it would be straight out.
I thought it was straight out.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too. That sounds like the challenge.
It looks like they all have their underwear on, and they just...
Sideways. Sideways. It could hold whatever, but...
You could put anything in your pants to say it's your boner, and it's going to hold the shampoo bottle up.
Exactly.
Shenanigans.
Well, that's kind of hard to... impersonate a boner. There's someone who blows.
It's not that hard.
Face.
Come hang out with me for one day, Dave. I should impersonate a boner.
James can show you 15 different ways to impersonate a boner.
That's just getting warmed up.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, oh man, tons of people doing that.
Yeah, I don't understand it, guys. What's wrong?
It's so we're crazy,
just
stupid.
It's just showing off their bodies.
Yeah, that's what it
oh,
is.
Look at this big guy.
Oh, I love it. That's finally him.
This big guy. Oh,
good
wow.
for him. Well, good for him.
He's allowed to participate too.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him do it.
Why not?
I don't know what's better about this this whole bit. Lisa's burn on Chuck or how we found out what Jason's up to during quarantine.
Yeah. True. My God.
He's just passing along stories that we should give
to
not
say to.
Wonder where you found it though, you know?
Weird.
I've been working on the straight ahead for a long time, so
I bet she ain't poo boner balancer in the land.
I got a bar of soap so far, so we'll see what's next.
Work your way up to shampoo.
If it's the squirt tip, you could maybe try and hook it on.
Yeah, the hook and hang. Well, that should be the next one. Hashtag hook and hang.
Yeah, I'm bored with workouts, so that's what I'm doing now is lifting shampoo bottles with my dog.
There you go.
Get those kegels in.
Whatever it takes to pass the time, I guess.
Pelvic floor strong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two people have been arrested in connection to the armed robbery and shooting of a Michigan man. This happened in Warren. One of those, hey, met a hottie online, why don't you come over? And then, pa-choo, pa-choo.
Right.
10:40 at night the other night, officers responded to a home on Genie Court in Warren. Reported shooting. At the scene, officers found the 22-year-old victim sitting on the floor, incapacitated by a single gunshot wound to his torso. He met a 24-year-old woman on social media and arranged for her to come to his home. She arrived. Shortly after she entered, her 21-year-old boyfriend walked in, armed with a handgun, and said, "This is a robbery, fool."
Yep.
When the victim refused to cooperate, he got shot.
Jeez. It's a robbery. I would say.
Yep.
Your boner's just itching.
Oh, my God.
Get you robbed, man. Get you killed.
Sorry.
Get you killed. Boner is itching to get you robbed. It's unfortunate.
It does,
your boner doesn't care about money.
It just doesn't care.
No.
It's like, give him the money. Who cares?
A lot of boner situations end with a gun being pointed at you.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's like, sorry, it happened again.
Yep.
Oopsie.
Disgruntled boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Detectives quickly located a video of the suspects arriving in a silver Chevy Cavalier. They enter the victim's residence. They leave shortly after. They determined the identity of the woman through social media, and they identified her boyfriend from her social media page. They were able to determine the phone number. They tracked the phone to Wayne. They responded. They found both the suspects inside that Cavalier. They were taken into custody by the Special Operations Unit. The boyfriend was in possession of a revolver. 24-year-old woman, the 21-year-old boyfriend being held at the Warren Police lockup, expected to be arraigned later today. Several charges, felony charges, including assault with intent to murder and armed robbery. The victim, he underwent emergency surgery. He's in stable condition this morning.
Yeah, they're bad people. They had a gorgeous car, though.
The Cavalier.
Silver Cavalier. In my head, it's my old one.
Oh, you think
my head.
It's been passed down.
Yep.
Now armed robbers are using it.
Yep.
There's no way that car is still alive.
No way.
No way. Well, I know why it wasn't, because I remember I traded it in during the time that they were, there was some push that if your car was a certain age, you could like get a deal on a new car. Mm-hmm. And I bought a new car, but the part of the deal was that they had to destroy the car that you turned in. Oh. They were getting them off the streets because of emissions and all that stuff.
I see.
And so I know that it was, I heard they were going to melt the engine down.
No offense, Chuck. That car should have been destroyed.
That thing was gorgeous. I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It smelled like really dead horse and pumpkin.
The amazing thing was, is I got it detailed right before I brought it to the dealership, because obviously I was trying to get as much for it as I could. And that thing.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe you got that car detailed for the first time in its history.
It was so gorgeous, I didn't want to get rid of it.
Oh, stop it.
Guys, stop it. I opened the hood and the engine was like glistening. Perfect condition, like like unbelievable. I was like, why am I getting rid of this car? Why am I getting rid of this beautiful, beautiful ride?
It sounded like a tank. It smelled like dead.
Oh, it had everything.
It was just that nightmare.
It had everything you could ever want.
Excited when you got rid of that car. I was like, oh, thank God he got rid of that damn car. Got something new.
So you did cash for clunkers, so it was officially a
that's
clunker.
What it was, yeah. Yeah.
Cash for clunkers.
It was like some kind of government program.
Were you teary-eyed getting rid of your Cadillac?
I'm telling you, I almost didn't do it. When I saw how gorgeous it was.
You're still like your dad.
Well, I was like, what's wrong? I'm like, what's wrong with this car? It's gorgeous. No car I've had since has been more fun.
Really? Oh, really? Come on. You have a Jeep Wrangler.
It's not my Jeep Wrangler sucks compared to the Cadillac.
No, it does not.
It sucks.
I feel the same way about my HHR.
It sucks.
You guys are crazy.
No, it does. I'm sorry. It's nicer. it's nicer. It can do some more things, but fun wise, the thing's slow as hell. Well, like I get on a highway, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not fun.
That was just to get up to 55.
Exactly. I'm like,
you gotta take it off road.
It's just I'm not that guy, and at least with the Cadillac, I could make Lisa laugh all the time.
Yeah,
I would. I'd put it in first gear. It was a stick shift. She'd be walking outside, be like, I would light the tires up, smoke them up. She'd die laughing. That was a fun car. That car was fun.
Oh my god.
I want to see Chuck do burnouts in the Cadillac.
It was the Z24. It wasn't just the normal one.
Very nice.
Oh, my God.
That thing was gorgeous.
No, gorgeous.
And when they cleaned it up, I couldn't believe. Because I thought, oh, it's going to get detailed. Like, they'll just. I mean, I'd never had a car detailed ever before in my life until I got that one detailed.
You got it detailed.
And, well, to me, I just thought they were going to do, like, a basic, like Dave said, the thing smelled like pumpkins. It needed to be really deep cleaned, right? So they deep cleaned this thing. It smells like a brand new car all of a sudden. And then when I lifted the hood up and saw that the engine was clean, like, I didn't realize you could clean an engine like that.
Oh, yeah, you get your engine shampooed.
Yeah. My God. Oh. Scrubbed.
Then you kept your last vehicle a long time, too. You ran that into the ground.
I've run this one into the ground.
Yeah, this one you have to.
I run them into the ground. This one's leaking fluid all over the place.
What do you do to your car?
Well, that's just a lot of miles.
I put a ton of miles on my car.
Yeah. He drives a lot.
I think I have 130,000 miles on my car right now.
Which is remarkable. It's still running like it is.
Yeah.
But it's a Jeep. Like, it's designed. It better be.
Yeah,
you're right. I have no nostalgia for my old cars. I really, like, I'm done and I move on. Because I think they all end disastrously. My Ford Tempo caught fire at the side of the road.
Yeah.
My Pontiac Grand Prix, all the electrical went. Remember, my seat would move back and forth.
Well, that's a car giving you no choice. Like, there's a difference when a car gives you no choice. Like, I was at the point where I'm like, well, the Cavalier, it's kind of given me no choice. But then it showed up like a hot... You know, it's like was like an ex-girlfriend showing up and like being a dime piece.
And
what is going on right now?
A dime piece.
I don't want to get rid of this.
How can you describe that car as a dime piece?
The thing was gorgeous. It was the most fun car I've ever had. No car unless I blow a tremendous amount of money on something that can... Like,
can
that's
move.
Like, but yeah,
like, you know, speed to it
compared to me being the like 20-year-old kid with my first car.
Yeah,
it nothing is gonna compare.
This is what yours was like a 90s version, right?
No, I think it was. Was it a 2000?
Yours didn't look like that. That's the 89 Cavalier.
No.
So
that's
yours
way
must have been a newer model.
Mine was the last body style. Whatever.
Yeah, that's not it.
No,
it was smaller than that.
No, it's Cavalier. Yeah. You just Cavalier Z24. Go ahead and put that
Z24. They made it sound so like fancy.
Well,
yeah.
what was the other Z24? IROC Z?
Yeah, IROC.
IROC. They took it from IROC.
That's what it looked like.
Oh,
well, no, let's not get carried away. Mine was much nicer than that. It had a spoiler.
It was blue. Yeah, you probably have the whole sports package.
I did. It had the sweet ground effects.
You had the Z34 or whatever on there.
Yeah, Z24.
Did you take pictures of that car? Do you have like memories?
I have a photo, honestly, somewhere on my computer of the day that it came back.
I took
a bunch of photos of it looking as gorgeous as it could ever be. And I'll have to try and find them because I'll post them up and people will agree.
Do you think you're not associating that time of your life more with that car? Because it was a piece of junk, Chuck. Like, you were single, you were like living life a bit more.
You able to get out of mom and dad's house in the car.
Yeah, no, trust me. Like, when I say that it was more fun, like, so much more fun things happened in that car than you could ever imagine. But
then you went through many stages in your life with that car because you had it so long.
Yes.
22 years.
Yeah.
Married, kids, still had it.
Still had it. Spun out on a highway, still had it.
I remember Lisa and I thinking, well, he's going to get rid of it any time now. And then we're still like 4 years later.
Like, we work
still
at radio. Yeah.
It was impossible to get a car until in radio. Yeah. It's impossible.
I'm all for driving him right into the center of the ground, too. You know?
The Saturn I brought here, I was had that for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I had like almost 200,000.
Yep.
230,000 miles or something like that.
Oh, no. My buddy had one. We called it the Cavalqueer.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I think I've had
slayed in that thing.
I think I've had like four or five cars, and you're like only a couple. Like,
yeah,
I lease all the time.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't make a payment on that thing for 6 years.
No, that's the best part, honestly. I'll give you that.
Yes. Yep. That is
no
very
car
good.
Payments is
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
I get it totally.
Yeah, me too.
It's great. But yeah, only you, Chuck, would most people like, oh, I can't be seen in this car anymore. You just didn't care. Yeah.
No, I still don't really care. You know, but
even when it said someone changed your license plate to say number one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, rhymes with rag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of number
didn't
one
care.
Fan.
No.
Didn't care. Still drove it.
Thing's gorgeous.
A car to me was always just get to point B.
Yeah, you never cared about a car.
Yeah. These new ones are nice, though.
Jeez.
I'm like listening to my music I want and all these.
It's great.
Yeah. You know, the Cavalier, I had to plug a tape into it to make it.
Plug a tape.
I had to plug a tape into it to have, access.
That was like my first car. I had to do that.
Yeah.
And I got rid of it quickly.
And then, that's how I had to, if I wanted to use my iPod, I had to put like a certain thing on it. And like, I could either have the tape plugged right into it. And it would play through the speakers. Or the other thing was it had its own little tiny RF.
Oh, it had like its own little adapter?
Yeah, you could put it on, like tune it to like, you know, a certain radio station.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous joins us here. Hey, Anonymous. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your comment?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. 88 Caprice.
Gorgeous.
No airbags, no anti-locks. No,
wait, hold on. You still drive it to this day?
Yeah.
88 wow. Caprice.
Why get rid of it? It's still working.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's like why
hanging
get rid
on
of
to it.
It. 30.
Maybe I will. How many? I mean, my husband doesn't feel it's safe, but.
It's not. No, it's not safe.
There's definitely no way it's safe.
Does
it's
that
not
have
safe.
Airbags?
No, she said no airbags.
No airbags.
Oh. Yeah, she
88.
Said no.
Yeah. We didn't care about safety in 88.
Carburetor. No.
How many miles are on this?
Not even 100,000.
Oh, that's all right. That's like you took care of it like an old lady.
Yeah.
Would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've got a much newer car with already 30,000 more miles.
For real?
Than that. So, whew, look at that gorgeous thing.
I know, we're just checking it out.
That's
on the
old ones.
Well, mine is very rusty.
Yeah.
The frame is good and the interior is immaculate.
Well, then that's all that matters. So hang on to it a little longer. Honestly, that might qualify for like a, isn't it if your car is over 25 years old, it's a classic? No. I think so. Like, I think it's a classic car.
Does it depend on what kind of car?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when it comes down to it, like, you might love a
Chuck,
car that's...
If my Ford Tempo was still kicking...
No, Ford Tempo is not...
It can't be considered a classic.
I think a classic car is anything over... Like, there's a certain number of years.
It doesn't matter if it was a crap box or not. It can still be called a classic?
Dude.
Everyone had a Tempo back in the day.
I know. Yeah, but that's
a lot of Tempos were selling like hotcakes.
That's the only thing about a Tempo is that, like, there's nothing really spectacular about it because everyone had one. There's still probably thousands of parts for them out there that you could ever get if you honestly had one. I don't know why you would have one. They would catch fire, as Dave's did.
Mine got fire and just disintegrated the side of the road. There it is right there. That was the exact color.
Yeah, it's a car I drove around. My mom had an extra car for me and my brother to share, so we had to share the Tempo.
We were very grateful.
Yeah, it was the Mercury Topaz. So same car, just different brand, right? Like, they did that for a while.
Man, cars were ugly.
They were very ugly. Thankfully, they have better designs now.
Mm-hmm. Cheap, right? That was like the cheap, affordable car of the time. So that's what we had.
The Ford Tempo. Well, I had it for one day.
One day.
One more call, a regular line. Mike's with us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
What's your comment?
I used to drive a 1979 Buick LeSabre.
Gorgeous car.
It was all rusted out, so I couldn't paint it or anything. And the gas tank had a hole in it, so I couldn't fill it up above half.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't just explode.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. So
damn.
I had to get rid of it about 4 years ago because the control arm broke, mm-hmm. so the wheel kind of fell off of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it was a piece of crap, but it drove real good.
That's it. That's all that matters. Point A to point B.
Jason the Jew, he drove a Tempo, too, in 2004. He drove it to high school. He had a coat hanger to hold the hood down.
Oh, no.
The radiator leaked all over.
Oh.
He had to keep a gallon of water in it to stop the heat. He said his brother bought it for a buck.
A buck?
A buck. Well,
he took it to someplace and sold it for
$500. Wow.
For the scrap. Check.
You got a brother here. He's said, I had a 2004 Cavalier pulled in all the tail.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I missed that beautiful bitch.
Yep. Thing was gorgeous. The ground effects on it, stunning.
People in my family keep cars forever. They do not like to get rid of cars.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
The family. They're like, do you need a car? I got an extra car. Like a real old, you know, if you need a car.
Yeah. And I was thinking of getting rid of my Jeep, and I took it to a Jeep place, and I was talking to him. He said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, why would you get rid of this?
Yeah, that's a thing.
He's like, he's such an idiot. He's like, why would you get rid of this?
And drive him into the ground.
I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Talked you out of it, huh?
Did he? Well, because I was going to buy another Jeep. He's like, why would you buy another Jeep?
Yeah.
When you have a Jeep. So right. Just drive this thing into the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Till you can't.
Mm-hmm. He's like, look at it. It's gorgeous. I'm like, I know it's gorgeous.
Some pirate burglars broke into a home in Cape Coral, slashed a hot tub, and dumped poop in the pool.
Oh, my God.
The story on that one from NBC2. Let's take a listen.
These vandals were more like pirates, and they hit land ho before breaking into a lanai and looting a gun from inside. But just as quickly as they came, they slipped away back onto the water.
What are you doing getting in the water?
Is she going to get in there?
Medical nonsense on the Caloosahatchee.
Is that what you heard, that they came on the boat?
Yeah, they came on a boat.
Neighbors on Southeast 28th Street couldn't believe the tale.
I just figured that it must be a grudge for somebody.
The victim told police the burglars slashed his lanai and his inflatable hot tub. Plus, they dumped
a small
pumpkin and dog poop in the pool.
I could figure that if somebody threw something in the pool, it probably wasn't roses.
But the vandals didn't stop there. They also got inside
the home and stole
a revolver from a bedroom.
That dog is not safe.
They bark. And they're in the house, so I don't understand how they got in the house.
The victim told police he has three suspects in mind who might be responsible. All of them have dogs.
It was a personal thing. Somebody that knew him was getting back at him, I think.
I just hope everything turns out good for them over there, and that was one incident, and it's not going to happen anymore.
The man whose home was broken into did not want to go on camera, but he does think some kids are responsible for the vandalism. Cape Coral police are investigating. In Cape Coral tonight, Victoria Reslow, NBC2.
I'd love to do some magnet fishing around that little dock, because I bet they didn't take, because they said they took a gun from there, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I bet they threw it in the water. I bet it's in the water. Well, like, think about it. You're kids, and you're like, oh, man, we took a gun. And then you're like, boy, but this would be the only thing that would be able to prove that we actually did this.
Yeah. It's got to be
throw in the water.
Some sort of revenge crime, because why else would you slash someone's inflatable hot tub?
And sweet inflatable hot tub.
Sweet inflatable hot tub gone. Then you.
I'd look at the neighbors. I'd look real close at the neighbors that don't like your little swinger party that you're having in your inflatable hot tub every night in your lanai.
Lanai.
And they put poop and pumpkins in their pool.
Could be suburban boredom.
I think is 100% what it is.
Kids in my neighborhood may have done something very similar. If you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Like dumping big planters of flowers into some people's pools.
Oh, wow.
And poop.
And poop.
A main weapon when I was a teen. Dog poop was like the worst weapon you could have.
Oh, man.
I always wondered who, like, what you'd use in. I thought it was just like if you were, I don't know, a camper, you'd use an inflatable hot tub or something. I didn't realize people used inflatable hot tubs at their home.
They must not, can't afford a regular one? Hard surface one?
Hard surface.
I don't know. I didn't know that they made it. Now you know. Now you know what happens.
They do those pools, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of money, you put those pools up.
Yeah, the inflatable hot tub I think you can get for like $500 compared to like $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there they are. There's some. I mean, they go up. They can get pretty expensive, these inflatable ones. Oh, God, they've sold out. Everyone's getting one right now.
Jesus Christ, look at that weird thing.
So strange.
Why is that?
It's just to have
sex. That's it, right? You take
portable bangers?
It's just to have sex.
Take a lady to a campground?
Yeah, they're not cheap. Man, everyone must have bought them. 500.
I guess
like
so.
Every single one is sold out online.
Looking for a good
time
at home.
They range from like $450 right up to like $800.
Now, if you know you're not going out, you can put that thing right in your basement. Mm. Have sex all night.
Basement?
Why not?
That's a risk because if it leaks,
I think it goes
outside.
It's
so crazy.
Right?
Like, so,
it
like,
could, but.
Slightest thing could just make a disaster happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pop it.
I love the kids with the big knife that just pierce that thing.
Oh, look at this one. This one's like the high end. It's $1,400.
Come
at that
on.
Point, just get a regular
hot
tub.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much a hot tub is because I would
never.
Well,
there's generally a couple of grand at least.
Yeah.
Depending on your model. But inflatable ones. Wow.
I don't get it.
That's a weird accessory. That's a weird life accessory there. That one. Right. That's weirder to me than those swim in place things.
My single neighbor had one of those inflatable hot tubs. He had a big girl over one night. When she got in, she popped.
Poof. Dude.
Oh, no.
They might have a weight limit.
I feel so bad for that big girl. Well, she's like, mm-hmm. It's like the Titanic. And she's
you can't.
Just floating, hanging on to a piece of inflatable
Help.
Hot tub.
She probably just spilled out of it.
She tried to probably get in.
You know, she went down halfway down the lawn.
Oh, Jesus.
The dude comes out in a robe and a bathing suit with some drinks.
You know, they were doing stuff. They probably had her bent over the side and it just gave way.
Put a little too much pressure on that thigh.
Sorry about that.
Risky for anyone big to get in there.
Yeah.
I love her getting washed away.
It's a lot of water. You know, it's a lot of water at one time.
Oh, man. Oh, that's sad. I mean, I feel so bad for her. What a horrible night in her life. When she busted.
She knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, she should have gone in there.
Right. she's not real.
Yeah. A friend just bought one. Because she's totally cheap. There's not even any seats in them.
Yeah, well, how do you...
You just kind of lay on the ground.
You just kind of float around in it.
It's not that... doesn't look that high. Looks like half the size of what a...
You take a seat on another person is what you do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Go underneath.
I guess someone said it's a TikTok trend right now to get inflatable hot tubs. Like, it's a big thing on TikTok.
Oh, well...
So, that's a lot of money.
If you knew how many things I've purchased... because of TikTok, you'd be shocked.
Really?
Oh, my God. Stella, like, there's all sorts of these dumb, like, you bite into these little candies. There's, like, people will get famous because they'll get, like, Japanese candy.
Oh, man. Somebody's already beat me to my idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, James. So Stella has done it. Where they have these poppable candies. Like, they're in, like, a plastic coating, and you put them in, they're just like... and sometimes they explode out and get everywhere, and then sometimes they
don't. I want to try these candies now.
Yeah.
You sold me on the candies, Chuck.
It's like a little container of Kool-Aid.
It's almost like a liquid.
It's like a liquid.
I don't know. It sounds like.
Someone texted saying the girl that works at my barbershop has one of those inflatable hot tubs. She always tries to get couples to come over to party with her husband in it.
Of course.
So it's like the accessory for cheap swingers.
Yes.
Yeah. We got a lovely above ground pool. You had a knife. Inflatable hot tub.
I don't get it. I think an inflatable hot tub is a fine accessory to have. I've considered getting one.
Yeah, I don't get
it. Maintenance. I don't feel like doing the maintenance and chemicals and stuff.
For the other one?
You already have a pool,
I think
pool,
you have
James.
To do it for this one, too.
Yeah, but the pool's to cool off. The hot tub is to hop in and relax, take some tension off those muscles.
Yeah, I don't mind a hot tub.
You know, convince my fiance to take her top off or something, but, you know, it's probably not going to happen.
Did you get your pool up and running?
Not yet. That's going to be a giant puzzle piece I got to piece together. When we bought the house, like, the filter and stuff, like, disassembled and put in a shed. And I didn't realize all the stuff up in the upper part of the shed is, like, the entire filter that has to be assembled. And there's, like, a crazy pipe fixture thing that's assembled. And I got to figure out how that connects to everything. It's going to be a weird early spring.
Yeah. YouTube.
Late spring, early summer, I mean.
YouTube Someone else video. Said that. Our neighbor keeps inviting me and my husband over to use their blow-up two-person hot tub anytime we want.
Yeah.
Not today.
They keep offering it.
It's just so funny,
though. Wait a second. It's a two-person hot tub, so are they saying you guys can come over
and use it? Yeah, just come over and use it.
We'll just sit and watch?
Well, and then they'll go outside and they'll be like, hey, let's take this party inside. Mm-hmm. It's a swinger thing, guys. I don't know how many times I have to say
James
it.
Isn't a swinger. I
know.
I'm just
a swinger thing or James.
Yeah,
that sounds like a fun game.
Yeah.
Swingers.
Is it
James?
Swingers or James?
John is with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. John, you have one of these inflatable hot tubs. You a swinger?
Oh,
no. Not a swinger, no.
You're not a swinger.
But you would.
Not a swinger.
But no, you love this thing.
Yeah, I like it so far. It's actually pretty strong. You can, I'm like 270, and you can sit on the sidewall and you just sit on the ground, but it's kind of padded underneath. But, yeah, we're looking into getting a new hot tub, and then obviously everything closed down. And those were, everything new was $8,000 or up.
So,
my kids all going in. I have four kids, and they treat it like a swimming pool. I got to refill it all the time. But
obviously, how do you heat it? Does it come with a portable heater?
Yeah, it comes with a little portable heater. Like, depending on how hot the water is you start out with, it'll take a couple days to warm up.
A couple of days?
And then, it could take a couple of days, but the water from the house, comes out about 50 degrees, so it's just a little egg-shaped heater that's on the side of it.
It's not.
So, like, if it's now, like, it's Wednesday, I want a hot tub on Saturday.
You got it. You got to know when your swimmer party's going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it heated up a little quicker when the weather got warmer, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
There's a dude with an inflatable hot tub claiming he's not a swinger.
Andy, your friend has a hot tub.
Yeah, he says it's busted, I guess, though.
Already? Well, because he probably used it too much.
He was in it all the time.
I know.
Because he was always trying to get ladies in there.
Yeah. Oh, my buddy.
See, that's another good use for the hot tub. A lot of women, they're always, I'm too cold. It's too cold right now. So they don't want to go in the pool because the pool is cold. But you're like, hey.
Right.
Want to get in your bathing suit and hop in the
hot
tub?
It's definitely a sexual device. I don't think there's any question about it. Maybe you're not a swinger, but it's definitely a sexual enhancement device.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's almost like a pawn in your sex game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's tons of people that are like, hey, why don't you come back to my place? I mean, I've got a hot tub. We can, we'll just chill.
It's uncomfortable.
Like, it's nothing. Yeah.
See what happens.
You hop in there in a bathing suit or less.
Yeah.
You're so close to home.
Right. Some bathing suits are smaller than underwear.
This was a nice one, too. That's a...
Yeah, it wasn't a blow-up one. It was different.
He'll be able to fix it, though.
Yeah, he's a pretty handy dude. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.